Hello and welcome to our debut of Face to Face, a new feature on ClevelandBrowns.com. I'm Vic Carucci. We're joined today by Jeff Hobson of the CincinnatiBengals.com. And Jeff, how you doing?
Vic, good to see you.
All right.
I'd like to meet your tailor.
Thank you. Jeff, I want to start with talking about this Bengals team as we head into the offseason and what are some of the concerns, what are some of the areas they're going to address. But let's start first by reviewing what you did in 2012. And on the offensive side of the ball, it seemed like Andy Dalton did not have the sophomore slump that a lot of people feared from a second-year quarterback.
Yeah, I think he did it again. He made it to the playoffs, which is you can't say he slumped. He did slump in the last six games of the year or so, but I think he showed enough in the first half of the season that if he's got the running game going and if he's got weapons, that he's going to be okay. But they have to work on that. They have to find another running back, and they have to probably look for another receiver or wait for their receivers to get some experience. But I think Dalton showed enough that he's the guy that can take him to the next level.
Yeah, it pretty much was A.J. Green at that receiver spot that carried the load. And you've got to have more than that. Obviously, the Browns know that, too, that you have to have multiple weapons in order for your offense to progress. But even with that, Dalton kind of stayed within himself and didn't make too many major mistakes this year.
Yeah, I think that was the big thing going forward is he cut down on his interceptions, and he really went up about 6 or 7 points in his passer rating, and he improved in every major category. I think the thinking is if they can develop Gresham more, draft a back pretty high, and have Marvin Jones and Mohamed Sanu come on, I think they're going to be pretty good on offense.
The running game came down to one name, the law firm, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, and really he was everything that this team wanted in a replacement for Cedric Benson.
Yeah, I think, Vic, he did everything they wanted him to do. He was great on third and one. I think he was 14 of 15. He was tough in the red zone when he had to do it in those tough games. He drained the clock. You know, he did what I think a lot of people didn't think he could do, which he could be a bell cow. But when they signed him in the context that he was going to be teamed with, you know, Bernard Scott, a speedy, elusive outside change of pace back. So he did all that without Scott, because Scott barely ever played. And I think that's what they're going to be looking for. They're going to be looking for that early in the draft, that kind of a back, that elusive, they hope to be a Ray Rice type of back.
The offensive line in very good shape. Andrew Whitworth being one of the very best tackles in the league. And really, Andre Smith doing a nice job as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think they also walked into a nice young rookie center, Trevor Robinson, who's going to be fighting for time with Kyle Cook, who's a fine center in his own right. I think that's the major priority of the offseason. One of them is to get Andre Smith signed up because I think they feel like he's developing after 4 years in this thing. So, the offensive line is certainly one of their strengths heading in.
Now, as we look toward the defense, the strength of this team, really, and what carried it into the playoffs, Jeff, how do you see this defense evolving through the offseason, and what are some of the key areas that need help?
Vic, they got to get a safety. They still have to get a safety to go opposite Reggie Nelson. They love what Chris Crocker did for him. He got him lined up, and once he came back into the lineup, that kind of was a turning point for them because he's so knowledgeable of Mike Zimmer's system. But, he's going to turn 33 in March. They'd like to get younger. They've got to find a guy. They've also got to find a Sam backer, and they're going to try and shore up the defensive line with some signings of guys like Michael Johnson, Geno Atkins and Carlos Dunlap, guys they'd like to get wrapped up.
Yeah, Geno Atkins, definitely someone they're going to retain, and that anticipates my next question about free agency. Would you say the emphasis will be more on retaining than pursuing players in the open market?
Yeah, their free agency period is going to consist of going after five major pieces. Michael Johnson, who is up this year, and Geno Atkins and Carlos Dunlap, who are up next year, and also A.J. Green and Andy Dalton, who they can start talking to after this year. Five huge salaries that are going to impact the rest of their cap.
And where do you think the focus will be in the draft, Jeff?
Well, I think they're very lucky there because the positions we're talking about that they need, safety and outside backer, maybe another wide receiver, this is a pretty deep draft. You can get them after the first round. So when they pick at 21, it's an open bar, grab bag, free lunch. They can literally take the best player either on the board or take the best player at a premium position, say a corner, tackle, or defensive end.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Vic, thanks for having me on.
All right. Check back with much more of Face to Face right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.